porn company donating to the WHO as part of coronavirus abstinence campaign featuring Bella Thorne. By David Ng on April 23, 2020. An adult webcam company said it is donating up to $250,000 to the World Health Organization as part of an abstinence campaign that is encouraging people to visit online porn stars instead of hooking up and potentially spreading the coronavirus. Stay home, don't date is an effort launched by the adult camming giant imlive.com to help slow the spreading of COVID-19. The campaign is actually a marketing tool for the company's cam girls, solo porn stars who perform live online. Imlive said it is giving away up to $50 million worth of its services to new users that commit to abstaining from dating, or hooking up, during quarantine. As part of the promotion, Imlive said it is donating up to $250,000 to the WHO, to fund efforts to fight the pandemic. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump said that he is halting funding for the United Nations agency, citing its repeated deference to China's Communist Party and its criticism of the U.S. travel ban from China. The WHO's attack on travel restrictions put political correctness above life-saving measures, Trump said at a White House press briefing. American taxpayers give between $400 million and $500 million a year to the WHO, the president said. China contributes roughly $40 million by comparison. On Thursday, China announced that it is donating an additional $30 million to the organization, after giving $20 million in cash last month to fight the pandemic. The embattled WHO has come under scrutiny for its handling the pandemic, including its downplaying of the seriousness of the disease in its early weeks. The organization allegedly ignored coronavirus warnings from Taiwan, which it doesn't recognize as a country. Imlive is teaming up with former Disney Channel star Bella Thorne, who is among the celebrities endorsing the Stay at Home, Don't Date initiative. Thorne, 22, recently directed an adult movie for Pornhub, Her and Him, her first foray into adult entertainment. Even though we are separated physically, it doesn't mean that we have to feel alone, Thorne wrote in an Instagram post. Other celebrities to endorse the campaign are rappers Justina Valentin and YBN Almighty J. We all have to take this seriously, not worth the risk to date right now, Almighty J said in a statement. It remains unclear if COVID-19 can be transmitted sexually, though one scientific study published Thursday indicated that it is unlikely the coronavirus can be spread through semen. However, scientists believe the virus is found in feces and that rimming, mouth-to-anus activity, could spread the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci recently weighed in on the matter of sex during a recent White House press briefing when he responded to a question about the safety of hookup apps like Tinder. If you're willing to take a risk, and you know, everybody has their own tolerance for risks, you could figure out if you want to meet somebody, Fauci said. New York City's health department has recommended that people avoid sex if they are feeling unwell. The department said that masturbation is the safest form of sexual activity, especially if you thoroughly wash your hands and sex toys. You should avoid close contact, including sex, with anyone outside your household. If you do have sex with others, have as few partners as possible, the department said in a recent public notice. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.